Nearly 400 women from more than 30 countries are on a special kind of mission for peace in the Middle East. These women are bicycling through the region to bring the world's attention to the plight of its people, and to show that there are those in their countries who are not as hard-line as their leaders.
I'm doing this because I want to show that my country is not all like President Bush, that there are people who know that the people in the Middle East are kind and beautiful, and they're not all terrorists as Bush seems to think.
These women are trying to send out a message to the rest of the world, that the warmongering and violence must stop, and that the world must solve its problems through reverting to dialogue.
Communication is a wonderful thing, and that's what we need more of throughout the whole world.
Their journey started last week in Beirut, went through Syria, and is now in Jordan, where they visited a bazaar set up by Palestinian and Iraqi refugees in a show of solidarity. The news of the latest developments in Beirut came as a surprise. They are saddened and concerned.
We just left Lebanon, and now we see on TV about everything that is happening there.
It makes me feel very sad.
I fear for the safety of the friends that we left behind there.
The cyclists also called for ending the U.S. military occupation of Iraq and its controversial support of Israel.
The United States had no business going in there at all, and the United States needs to get out as soon and as orderly as we can.
Looking at the wall around Jerusalem was heartbreaking to me. I just couldn't figure out why the United States supported pulling down the Berlin Wall, but yet they provide money to the Israel and they're building a wall. And I have a hard time with that.
They are saddened by what they described as the inhuman Israeli siege of the Gaza Strip.
They make me very, very sad. It doesn't seem any human.
I just don't understand why the Gazans can't have some of that excess land that's inside Israel that is so unused, and the Gazans are so squashed in there. Why can't they be on that land?
Their next stop, for those who will not be barred entry by the Israeli occupation forces, will be occupied Palestinian cities and towns in the West Bank.
This is another push for peace at a time when war looms over the region. These ladies believe that partaking in this type of activity is the least they can do in these troubled times. Tarq Al-Farah, Press TV, Amman.